Hello everyone, my name is Santiago, this is Memento the Stoics, where we will try to remember some wisdom from the ancient Stoics. So today I would like to start with a quote by Seneca. Quote, "A commander never puts such trust in peace that he fails to prepare for a war." End quote. What Seneca means is that a good commander, even if he is in times of peace, he will be prepared for war because he knows that a war could come anytime whether he likes it or not. This by the Stoics is described as negative visualization, which is to foresee how things could go wrong in your life, for it to give you peace in the present and to realize that if things go wrong, you can probably deal with it, it won't be as bad as you think, and life goes on practically. In the original Latin, it's called premeditatio malorum, which means premeditation of evils. So yeah, technically to expect bad things to happen every now and again, because you never know, life is unpredictable, right? So I would like to quote what Marcus Aurelius did and why this applies to the concept of negative visualization. Quote, "Begin each day by telling yourself, today I shall be meeting with interference, insolence, disloyalty, ill will, and selfishness. All of them due to the offender's ignorance of what is good or evil." End quote. So Marcus Aurelius is practicing negative visualization by knowing that in the day coming he will find himself with evil, with bad things in his life, with ill will, with selfishness, with disloyalty, as he mentions. And that even then he will be able to continue with his day, without these things disrupting his tranquility. Now, I know this is counterintuitive and it doesn't make much sense when you hear it at first, but if you're familiar with the term negative visualization, you will understand that bad things could happen, but that doesn't mean that they're bound to happen. For example, say you're at work or at school, I don't really know what is your life situation right now, but let's assume you're in school or you have to give a presentation in the office or something, right? You have to stand there in front of people, you're nervous, you think something could go wrong. What do you usually do? You're afraid, you get nervous, and that affects your presentation. It makes things worse because you're hoping for things to not go wrong. Now, apply negative visualization, what happens? You're ready to think, you foresee that something could go wrong, that the technology around you may fail, that you forget what you were gonna say, but you already thought about it, so you have a plan B. You can talk about something else while someone tries to help you fix the presentation, or where you solve it yourself, or you make a joke, you're thinking on your toes, you solve the situation because you're ready for seeing it, and you're not disappointed if the thing that you didn't expect to go wrong goes wrong, like we usually do. We're usually disappointed. With negative visualization, we're prepared for things, we don't get annoyed when things go wrong because we know things could go wrong. It's also important to know that whatever could happen is still not as bad. You could think that things could go wrong, and engaging in that thought could give you a better understanding how small your problem could be in a situation. Which takes me to a common advice that sometimes people give you. You're afraid of something that could potentially not happen, but it could also happen anytime, you know, like insecurities that people have. And people advise you, it probably won't happen. Why are you so stressed about this? Try not to think about it. This may work for like 10 seconds, and then you realize that it just made it worse, because if the bad thing actually did happen, it could be devastating. So negative visualize the thing. If you're afraid of something happening, if you're afraid of earthquakes or bees or whatever, you say like, okay, I get stung by a bee. Stupid example, I don't know. But that bad thing happened, and you realize that it's not the end of the world. Life goes on, it's not as bad. Engage with the thought, move on. Because we have to face life. Bad things happen, whether we like it or not. And it's better to be prepared for them. I would like to mention the book that first introduced me, actually, not only to this concept, but to Stoicism. This book is not a Stoic book necessarily, but it really is based on Stoic teachings. And it quotes Seneca and other great Stoics and other great concepts. But it's a book called The Antidote by Oliver Bookerman. I'll put it in the description, in the show notes. And this book talks about the importance of negative thinking, how the positivity that we're taught to have all the time is very damaging in our lives, and how many cultures approach negativity in a positive way. It's very counterintuitive, but like negative visualization is, you think about something negative and you have positive outcomes. It's very counterintuitive. So I really recommend it if you're interested more in this topic. And don't worry, I'll be talking about this topic more in future episodes, so stay tuned for all of that. But yeah, I can't stress enough how important this is and how important it has been in my life. I've always been someone with a lot of worries, with a lot of overthinking, being stressed about what could happen in the future, what could happen in this outcome, and just being stressed, where when I didn't notice that the only thing that I had to do is change my focus, realize that, okay, if this bad thing happens, is it really that bad? How could I solve that? It's really not that difficult once you try it. It is stressful, it is definitely not comfortable, but try it and make it a habit. I'm doing my journal where every morning, like Marcus Aurelius, I try to write the things that could go wrong. And it's good to make this a habit, because once you start doing it and it shows outcomes, you want to stop doing it. But then you realize that the more you do it, it's actually the better. Trust me on this one, give it a try. And for now, I want to end with another Seneca quote, just to finish the episode. So here it goes. Seneca. The person who has anticipated the coming of troubles takes away their power when they arrive. End quote. Insecurities and doubt lose their power when you think about them. Negative visualization is a powerful tool that could liberate you from a lot of anxiety and stress in your life. So with that being said, I would like to finish this episode. Hope you enjoy it. I created a new account, a Gmail account, where you can email me. It's called mementothestoics@gmail.com. Message me anytime, any questions, anything you would like to say about the podcast. I would love if you can review this podcast or anything. And for now, I will say goodbye and memento the Stoics. See you later. Bye.